Lynette McKay is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to openingtoecstasy.com or openlivenow.com. And now here's your host, Lynette McKenzie.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Opening to Ecstasy. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie, and it is an absolutely gorgeous day here on the Oregon coast. I can appreciate all kinds of weather, but I must admit that the sunshine of summer is my absolute favorite. So I hope that wherever you are, that you're finding your form of sunshine, whether it's in the weather or just in your inner smile. And thank you for joining us today. So today, you're going to get to unleash your full potential, or at least take as much of a step in that direction as you want to. Have you ever felt like the clock is ticking and you're destined to do more with your life? Well, the guest today is Mr. Full Potential, James Rick, and he helps people clarify their highest goals, values, and strategies so that you can focus your time, energy, and money on a clear purpose for getting where you want to go and becoming what you're destined to be. And he helps you do that faster. James Rick is the founder of FullPotential.com and the author of Unleash Your Full Potential. James is a lifestyle strategist for living your best, cutting costs, and building wealth through doing what you love. You can contact James at www.FullPotential.com. As I said, James Rick is a founder of Full Potential Academy. He's a speaker and author of Unleash Your Full Potential. James Rick started his first business at the age of 17, and he currently employs more than 150 staff around the world, and his businesses have generated more than $5 million in revenues over the last 36 months. James has appeared on Fox Business News, Oprah, and the cover of National Speaker Magazine. James Rick is host of The Full Potential Show, the world's number one non-boring source for life-changing information. So, Mr. Full Potential, or James, helps people create and condition powerful routines for boosting lifestyle, cutting costs, and living on purpose. And we are blessed to have him on the show today. Welcome to Opening to Ecstasy, James.
You can call me Jim Lynette. That's all right. We've already graduated to being less formal.
Okay. Well, good, because that's what's wanting to come out. My nerves were a little rattled. We had a little trouble. I wasn't sure if I was going to have to last minute do the show myself, and I think that it's a lot more interesting to be talking to someone else. So I'm especially happy to hear your voice right now.
we'll calm you down. We'll do some breathing exercise.
Oh, you want to lead it? I usually start out the show with something like that, but I need you to lead it for me. People don't see what goes on behind the scenes sometimes.
but it comes together in the end, too. That happens a lot in my life, actually.
Yeah, it does. It really does. Okay, I'm going to take a big breath. Okay, so welcome everyone, and welcome Jim. Mm-hmm. So, what made you get into Full Potential? Where did this start?
Well, it really started out quite simple. I was 12, 13 years old, and I was tired. I guess my threshold for pain was very low. I was just tired of having bad days and just feeling like I didn't have control over my life. There were a lot of things going on at the time with parents, you know, pretty much going through the cycle of divorce and not really knowing where my sense of control was coming from, my stability. And I said, well, if I can have even a little bit more control over my days, I want to have more good days than bad days. It was just that simple. And so like a good scientist, I just started to observe what made it good and what made it bad. And I started to keep a little journal, which was increasing my awareness of the things that actually made my day better and what made the day worse. And at first it was really silly. It was like, well, was it this T-shirt? Was it, you know, the shoes that I wore? What was it that made my day better? And over time, I became just an avaricious reader and really studying from the best in terms of what it takes to have more good days and bad days. And ultimately, the lesson that I learned was that I was indeed control of my own life, and that really all my stability would start from within. A lot of my journeying, in fact, started with meditation and lucid dreaming and astral projection and all kinds of things that are inwardly developed and inwardly focused. And I found by rooting myself in kind of my internal strength, I started to notice all kinds of positive results in the world around me in terms of once you have the confidence and the self-image and the self-perception to then go out there and seize opportunities and take risks, you start to see more tangible results start to show up in your life. And now it's been, you know, I've expanded the Full Potential philosophy into 7 main areas that incorporate both the inward development as well as the external development. And those 7 major areas are your physical, mental, spiritual, social, emotional, financial, and environmental well-being. So the goal really is to live at a level 10 in all 7 of the major areas of life and get an idea on where you're at today so you know what the gap is between where you are and where you want to be. And then discovering the best practices, which is everything that I teach in Full Potential, what are the best practices to go from whatever level you're at today to get to that level 10.
That's so great. And you started doing this path when you were 17 years old?
Even before. I mean, I started to actually observe, just start becoming more aware of these things when I was around 13, 14. And, you know, I'd always been a serial entrepreneur. I mean, I literally started a lemonade stand when I was like 4 years old, 5 years old at our corner driveway. Even before that, I was selling finger paintings to my mom. I just thought that's what people did. I watched my dad as an entrepreneur, and I thought, you know, you find something to sell and you sell it. That's what you do. Like, that's normal. And I started my first official business after basically getting out of school, out of high school early, about a half year early. And basically, they had a system where you would do work credits, and you could get out of high school early if you were on work credits. Why? I formed a corporation, and I was signing my own work credit release. So I was working my business halfway out of high school.
That is amazing. And I have an opposite background in this area. I'm 40 years old now, and it's only been the last couple of years that I really kind of got it, that I was in control of my life and could control my feelings. And I was taught, you know, very much to be, you know, subservient and, you know, a bit of a slave and martyr, and certainly not, you know, getting money for the work that you do. And it took me a long time. I had very fundamental religious teachings and a whole host of other things. And so it's amazing to me to know that, wow, you came upon this at such a young age. And everything you're saying is so obviously true to me now. But I didn't live that way for most of my life. I'm rather a baby in this arena. So I'm looking forward to hearing a whole lot more about your system and your approach. It's very exciting. We have just a minute before break. So before we go to break, can you tell people how they can contact you, James?
Absolutely. I encourage everybody listening right now to go to fullpotential.com and sign up for our free updates for the Full Potential Show, because about 3 times a week we release a new show where I interview another expert on what it takes to live at a level 10. And if they sign up with their email address, they will be sure to get that constant and never-ending improvement that every master knows they have to have as part of their life.
Wonderful. So that's I was looking at your email, which is james@fullpotential.com, but it's fullpotential.com is the site you can go to listen to his show, and he also has a really wonderful free gift there for you. And we will hear more from James after this break. We'll be right back.
Come down, Selecta. Fisher, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit openlivenow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. You can find me at openlivenow.com. Actually, I want to share with everybody, I'm excited about a new gift that I just created. And my site is going through transformation. It's a little funky right now. But you can go to openingtoecstasy.net. So instead of .com, it's .net, openingtoecstasy.net. And I just got this awesome free gift up, and I'm getting rave reviews about it. It's a 15-minute guided visualization, and women are writing me and calling me and leaving messages and emails and telling me how it's just changing their life in wonderful ways, and I would love for you to have it too. So it's openingtoecstasy.net. And you can download the Cosmic Trash Transformer there. So today we are rearing up to live our full potential. We have James Rick, also known as Mr. Full Potential. He's the founder of FullPotential.com, and he's a lifestyle strategist. And he's sharing with us his philosophies how to live at a 10 in all these areas of your life. So, Rick, James. The station manager is calling you Rick and got it in my head. So
you guys don't call me Rick James because I'm not the king of fun.
Well, you're the king of full potential. So how has this philosophy affected your life? Like before the break, I was telling you, I was really amazed to hear how young you started on this path. And I came at things from such a different angle, from starting point in my life. And so how has this Full Potential philosophy affected your life?
Well, more than anything, it's a track to run down every day. So, you know, I have what I call my high value personal routine. And, you know, for the last, over the last 10 years, you know, as I had developed what it was that I needed to do to live at a level 10, you get all kinds of great advice, you know, on reading books and magazines and everything. I'm sure you just know all the things that you should do, like exercise and do this and do that. But the real key is, are you doing the things that you know you should do? And so, you know, that became a real hinge point for me to really do the things that I knew I needed to do to live at a level 10 in all these areas. So I've developed a high value personal routine, and some of the things that it includes is, you know, every day I wake up, I write down my dreams, because there's a bridge between the subconscious and the conscious in that small window upon awakening. So I'll write my dreams down. And then I'll meditate in the morning. And the meditation that I do is a breathing meditation to focus on my breath, get to 10 breaths without thinking of anything else. I do an appreciation meditation for all the things in my life that I'm thankful for. And I do a creation meditation of all the things I want to create in my life. And that incorporates visualization as well as affirmation as well. And then I move out of that and I do some reading in the morning. You know, what is it that I'm most interested in learning and growing in that day? And I do the reading. Then I'll do some writing if I have time. I also at some point during the day incorporate exercise in my day. And that knocks a big block of my high value personal routine out every day. You can imagine by doing those things what kind of results you can create physically, mentally, and spiritually by exercising, reading, and meditating every day. And then in addition to that, I have a social routine of doing a kind deed every day as much as possible. And then also a financial routine of creating the most leverage that I can every day financially. You know, I ask myself, what is it that I need to do right now today to have the most leverage in my life? And that a lot of times will revolve around either doing some kind of marketing activity or building a process in my business that usually consumes a lot of my time. Or consumes a lot of my staff's time so that we don't have to go through the same prompts again and again and again. So in other words, living the Full Potential philosophy means creating routines in every important area of your life and then just running down that track. Yes, stuff will come up, but running down that track as much as possible every day, that becomes sort of your guiding light for how you live.
That's brilliant. I mean, it's so simple. But brilliant. And first of all, I want to let people listening know that James is talking to us from an internet cafe in Panama City. So if you hear a little bit of distortion to the sound occasionally, he's speaking to us on a computer in Panama City. And we're really grateful to have him here today. So when you're talking, what was coming to my mind, first of all, is admiration for you having those routines. And then you actually do this 7 days a week.
What I say is it's a track to run down, so I'm actually happy, and this is an important point, Lynette. I'm actually happy if I complete 70 to 80% a day. You know, some people think, oh my gosh, you know, if I'm going to live a full potential life, the first thing that comes into mind is, it's going to be a lot of work. And yes, it is a lot of work. It is a lot of effort. But also, if you think about it in ways that are painful, you're not even going to attempt it. So I think it's important to come to the realistic perspective of, even if you can knock out 70 to 80% of the most important things you know will have a significant impact on your life, you're on the right track and you always have something to reach for. There are some days I'll do 100% and there's some days when maybe I'll only get half of the stuff or a quarter of the stuff done, depending if it was a really busy and insane day. But I always feel kind of like, you know how if you've ever gone to the gym for several days in a row and then you don't go, you feel like a nagging sensation like, I need to go. I know I need to go. It felt so good when I was working out every day. That's the same kind of track that you'll experience in a much bigger way when you're like, oh, I know I haven't done all the things in my routine. I'm feeling it, you know, and I may not even be feeling, I may be exercising, but I'm feeling it spiritually. I need that peace. I need that, you know, that sense of centeredness. I'm missing it because I haven't meditated. I know why I'm feeling a certain way. Or, you know, even financially, what have I been neglecting? Or why am I working so hard right now? What have I done to not create more leverage in my life? So you have something to fall back on. Like if I'm experiencing low energy or something, I'll say, man, I haven't drank water today. I haven't drank, you know, every 2 hours, I haven't been drinking water. And so I always have something to refer back to. Once I notice a symptom pops up, I don't reach for pills. I don't go to the doctor or anything. I look at my track. I look at what I have been neglecting, and I start doing that and make that the priority.
So you come up with a system of things that you know work for you to make you feel better, and then you create routines around that. And then if you start to feel off in some way, then you refer to that list of things that you know help you be on track, and you see what from that list you're not doing. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. And yeah, so for example, I might be in a certain area where it's easier to exercise 5 days a week, but I haven't been, you know, doing the meditating. So, you know, after looking at it for 3 days in a row, I've been exercising, but I didn't meditate. On the next day, it might be my priority to meditate instead of exercise. But the important thing is that I'm constantly aware of where I'm at in the process. If I've been, you know, exercising or meditating, or sometimes my business will, you know, get really busy or something, and I'd be like, crap, I've been putting too much focus over in this area. And rather than wait until more, you know, yellow flags or red flags come up, because that's what some people do, especially when it comes to their health or their finances or their family. It's like they neglect an area for so long because they aren't raising their head and looking at where they need to be aware of. What area is being neglected now? And I do that on a daily basis. And I have a simple metaphor for everybody listening as a way to make sure you're nurturing all areas to living a full potential life. And this balance is really so important. I call it the wheel of focus. And on that wheel of focus, you have the seven major areas. You should make it a goal every day to go through that wheel of focus at least once. That means that it makes a complete revolution in your mind. You're like, okay, physically, where am I at? What do I need to do to be the level 10 physically? Have I done one thing today to bring that level up? What about mentally? What about spiritually? What about social? So you go through all of the seven major areas and identify at least one activity that you can engage in today or that you haven't engaged in today that's going to bring you up to a level 10. And just by simply having the awareness, in fact, I will challenge all your listeners, even if they don't want to go through all the effort and stuff of all the other activities I'm talking about, just by practicing the wheel of focus every day, just by going through and becoming aware of these areas, you can't help but want to take action on them. And it's often the neglect and lack of awareness that causes this wheel to get imbalanced and the road of life to feel rocky. But if you have that balance every day, you're going to not only feel that balance as your life kind of smooths out and you're feeling better results in your life, but you're going to be growing these areas into a level 10.
I absolutely agree with you, James. I know that the complaint that I hear from clients the most is a difficulty with maintaining healthy habits over time. We only have 2 minutes before the break, so I don't know that we can say that much about that, but that's something that I've been hearing over and over and over, so I want to make sure that we really get into that in the next section. And before we go to this commercial break, I want to make sure that if there's anyone just tuning in now, that they can hear who you are and how to get a hold of you. So if you could share that information again, that'd be great.
Sure. You can go to fullpotential.com. Super easy to remember, fullpotential.com. I do have a free gift on the website, the top 10 ways to instantly boost your mood. You can pick up that report for free by going to the website, fullpotential.com. And if you have anything you want to contact me about, like a speaking engagement or something, I'd be happy to speak to your folks about Full Potential. You can contact me at james@fullpotential.com.
Wonderful, James. So again, James is talking to us from an internet cafe in Panama City. Sounds like he's on an exciting adventure. We're going to go on a quick break, and when we return, James is going to tell us how to stick to these habits over time. We'll be right back after this short break.
Get so frazzled you find it difficult to function. Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit openlivenow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
As many as 96% of Americans are extremely deficient in iodine. Hi, this is Paul from Sea and Earth Nutrition. Thankfully, there's a simple step many of us are already taking to help boost the protective benefits of iodine within the thyroid and literally every cell within our body, Emerald Sea. Emerald Sea is a rich and rare natural source of iodine from the most nutrient-dense species of seaweed on the planet. If there's enough iodine in our bodies, radioactive fallout is no longer able to concentrate in the thyroid and it will simply pass through. This is just one of the many benefits of natural food-based iodine. It not only helps to ensure proper operation of the thyroid and our entire endocrine system, it helps to protect this vital gland from the dangers of radioactive fallout. Knowing this, we can take prudent precautionary steps to protect ourselves and loved ones from any potential radioactive dangers, including those we already face every day. To purchase Emerald Sea, visit Sea, that's S-E-A, and Earth.com.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. We are talking to James Rick, who's also known as Mr. Full Potential today, and he's helping us learn how to unleash our own full potential. So before the commercial break, what I got really curious about, James, is this constant problem that I'm hearing from client after client that I have not been able to answer very well because I have the same problem, and that is consistency over time. And it sounds like you've got this down in your own life. What would you recommend to other people that maybe have different personalities, different background, they just don't have, what is it that you have that makes it so that you're just able to do this every day? I mean, I know it sounds so simple and so obvious, but for some reason, it's not for most people.
It's really not to be downplayed either. I mean, it is a challenge. It is a challenge to do it over time and to do it consistently. And by the way, if anybody's just tuning in, I am here in an internet cafe in Panama City. So if there is a pause, I mean, it looks like it's a full cafe now. So if there is a little delay, just let me know and I'll repeat what I said. But so the first key, really, Lynette, is the awareness. The awareness of the benefits of doing the activities and the awareness of the penalty for not doing the activities over time. The more aware you are of the benefits and the penalties, the more you're going to be motivated just as a natural result of that awareness. Okay, so that's really number one. I think you know, many people know what they should do, know what they shouldn't do, but they don't, they're not really fully conscious of the benefits and penalties, especially if they can project it over time. In other words, there's not a lot of people that will challenge themselves to think long term about benefits and penalties. So you want to really spread it out over a lifetime and say, if I exercise over a lifetime, what is my life going to be like when I get older, when I'm, you know, at this age or this age? What is my life going to look like if I don't exercise, if I let my body go, you know, if I'm not eating healthy, if I'm not drinking plenty of water, if I'm not meditating, how connected, how aligned? What about the eternal gains? You know, if there is a life beyond death and I'm so focused on this life and I'm not necessarily preparing or growing for, you know, some potential afterlife in the form of, you know, developing the character and the meditation and the spiritual alignment, you know, what am I really doing with my time? And that's really the key to awareness, is what kind of payoff am I getting with how I use my time? And once you have that awareness, you start getting very serious about using your time wisely. So that's the first key. Are you with me so far?
Absolutely.
Okay. So, I mean, that's really the first key. And you have to say, if I'm not using my time wisely, if I'm not getting a good payoff with my time, what in the heck am I doing with my time? Why am I not getting the payoff? It's because you're either not being aware about the payoff you're getting or you don't care. And I would like to believe that, you know, almost everybody cares about the payoff they get with their time. So if we go with the assumption that people care, let's talk about some of the strategies that I employ. And believe me, I've struggled for that. I'm getting the awareness and the implementation of the activities that I know give me the biggest payoff. Shall we go into that?
Could you repeat the last two sentences? They were distorted.
When I'm aware and people care about how they use their time to get the biggest payoff, and we go with that assumption that people mm-hmm. truly do care about the kind of payoff they get, the result. I mean, that's really what success is. Success is the result of how somebody has used their time. And you could be successful in, you know, an area like the financial. You could be successful in your family life. You could be successful in how you diet and exercise. There's many ways to measure success. But success is ultimately a result of how you used your time. And how you use your time is ultimately a result of your awareness of where you're getting positive results and where you're getting negative results. So awareness is the beginning, and the end point is the success or the end result, right? So now we got clarification on that. Are you with me so far?
I am, and so beautifully said. So beautifully said, James.
Thank you. All right, so let's talk about how we actually implement what we know we should do. And that's the thing, is people aren't dumb. They don't need it hammered in their head a million times. You know, there's so many books, so many speakers, everybody, you know, there's a lot of information out there in the world today that tells you exactly what to do. You know, eat healthy, diet, you know, meditate, do this, you know, read. It's all there. But the difference between people that are super successful in life and the people that aren't are the implementation of those things. So we should really make a differentiation between implementers and non-implementers. That's really the key. Implementers and non-implementers, once you have the knowledge. So how I implement the activities that I know will give me the biggest payoff in my life is really quite simple. I use an iPhone app. I use a computer app, you know, tasks that remind me every day what I'm going to knock off. And it's so simple. But if you literally just create a list of things that you're going to knock off in a day, and every day you just kind of repeat those tasks, and you could do it in a fun way. I use an app for my iPhone called Touch Goal, and I literally just set up the action items that I want to complete every day, and I give a little point system to every item that I want to complete. And then as I go through my day, I just touch the touch goal, and it tells me how many points I got. So it's almost like a video game as I go through, and I give myself, because I enjoy video games, I created my routine like a video game, and I said, I want to get as many points as I can by the end of the day. That's really my goal. And the only way I get those points is if I complete the action items that are really going to make a difference in my life, because I've literally set it up so that it's my game. Like, my game of life is completing these action items in between all the other busyness and craziness and and fires that I have to put out in the business. This is my game, and my goal is to get the highest points possible every day, and I can track it over time. So whether you use an app for this, whether you create your own, this is really that simple. Get an app that will allow you to track your activities and assign points. I use Touch Goal, but you literally could set it up even with a sheet of paper and make it super easy so that every day what happens is this creates the awareness of what I need to do, because otherwise my brain might just drop it. You know, it might say, oh, I know I need to exercise. I know I need to do later. I'll do it later. But this is kind of like in your face. And it's like, if you want the points, here it is. And here's the activities. And it just reminds me every day. So it reinforces it. It reconditions it so that every day I'm reminded of what I need to do. And then to simplify things for folks that are just starting out, I don't know when we need to go on a commercial break, but I'll give you just the last little bit. How much time do we have, Lynette?
You have 5 more minutes.
Okay. To simplify things in the beginning, because you don't, here's what I've done. I go on out and I created a big list of things that I needed to do. I know all the things that I need to do, created the list I want to do on a daily basis, and then none of it gets done because you get overwhelmed. So here's where I suggest people start. Start with 3 things that will make the biggest difference in your life. And I suggest starting in the physical, mental, and spiritual categories. So for me, the 3 things that I would call my daily vitamin, you know, it's that essential. It's like a daily vitamin that I need to take every day, is to do something physically active, do some kind of learning, especially through reading. But if it's not reading for you, do it through video. You know, you get like TED videos on TED.com. Great information there for free. Or the Full Potential show. I mean, that's free, and it's a great source of learning. Or Lynette's show here. And then the final piece is spiritual. You know, even if you're not in a meditation, if it's prayer or whatever, do something within a space of time that helps you to connect and align with some kind of higher energy in yourself, or, you know, or this higher power, whatever you want to call it. It's, you know, it's all semantics. I just read a quote recently that, you know, Krishna, Jesus, Buddha, and, you know, many of these other spiritual gurus sat down at the same table. They probably wouldn't have an argument. So why do the religions have arguments? I don't know. They wouldn't argue. So, you know, going in it with that mindset of, I'm going to do 3 things every day. What are the 3 things? It's super easy for your brain to remember. And assign a point to those things. And over time, you may not hit everything every day, but over time, you will start to condition it. And as you condition it, then you can up the challenge level by adding something before or after it. And usually, here's the other key, Lynette, before we go to break. The key is to do this as early in the day as possible, even if you have to wake up earlier in the morning to do it. And here's why that's so important. If you don't do it early in the day, you're going to feel like you have this big task list at the end of the day. And the nature abhors a vacuum. So if you don't plan your time, especially early in the day, to knock out these high-value routine items, then something else is going to fill that space, and it's probably not going to be as high value because you didn't actually consciously think about where you're getting the biggest payoff. So you might read your email, you might get an instant messenger, you might return a business phone call, blah, 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 but you didn't think where you're getting the biggest payoff. These are your biggest payoff items. You should shove them to the front of your day and try to knock them out as early as possible.
That is such great advice. I've certainly found that to be true in my own life. I've noticed that when I thought, oh, I'll exercise and meditate and do this stuff later, that so often later doesn't happen, and I end up feeling just not quite right through the day, and especially if I do that several days in a row. I love your idea of a point system. I don't know that that would work for me, but for my son, he loves video games, and he might be very excited and motivated by that. So I'm going to see what I can come up with him. He might start looking at...
Maybe it's a man thing, Lynette. I don't know. It could be a man.
I have some
men
friends
love
who are,
video games.
Yeah, I have some friends who are more into video games. I just tend to not be myself. I don't know why they just bore me. But that's really great advice.
The real key, Lynette, is to find what does work for you. And that's really the point that I was making.
Yeah.
You know, find...
Yes.
And, you know, we all have little, like, it's almost silly when you think about it. It's like, okay, if I turn it into a video game, I actually start doing it. That's so silly because this is my life we're talking about, and I shouldn't just turn it into a little video game to make it where it works. But it works, and that's all that matters. So find that little kind of hack that you can do in your life that makes it silly. You know, it might seem silly on the surface, but if it gets you to do it, that's the trick.
It doesn't seem silly at all. We have just a few seconds before break here, but my sister and I were in a car accident long ago, and we were both quite injured, and she didn't want to move her body because it hurt so much. And I said, if you don't move it now, you won't be able to. And over the years, I continued moving, you know, with the pain and all of that. And she chose not to. And she put on several hundred pounds and got to where she actually had to have a bedpan and someone change her diaper and things like that. And whereas, you know, I'm running and dancing and everything. And so for me, just knowing, having that example in my mind is enough motivation for me. I don't need to have points. But we need to go to break now. It's so great talking with you. We have one segment of the show left, so stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie, and we're talking today with Mr. Full Potential, James Rick. So imagine what your life would be like if you were living your best in every area. If every person were operating at their full potential, the world would be like heaven on earth. But most people aren't living life at their full potential or anywhere near that. And Rick has dedicated his life to helping people do just that. So welcome back to the show again, Rick. James?
I think it's because the producer there is playing Rick James.
He called you Rick James and he's been playing Rick James. He's messing with me. This is James, so, Rick.
James. Yeah.
It's great to have you on the show, and I so appreciate what you're sharing. We're to the last segment here, and everything you said was so important. And the idea of finding out what works for you, putting down those things in each of the different areas that you've laid out, and having a checklist, having a system to remind you, making it be a routine, and checking in every day. Am I living these potentials? And then when we're off, if we're tired, if we're grouchy, if we have a headache, if our muscles are sore, if our mood plummets, you can look at your list, your system, say, what am I not doing? And you'll know what to do. And
exactly.
That's so simple and so important, and so few people do it.
And it is the awareness, and it's not just physical awareness. You know, my muscles are sore, my energy is down. But even if you were hitting all the other areas, and this happens a lot, too, where people are saying, you know what, I don't get it. I have everything. I have the money. I'm exercising. I'm doing everything I think I should be doing in my life, but something's missing. And usually that something could even be, like, their spiritual alignment. You know, it seems like something is so non-tangible, yet so real. That if you are disconnected from that, you can have everything great going on in your life, but you'll still feel like something's missing, and you may go look for it in a million different places and not actually ever find it until you start tuning into yourself, until you start growing in that inward development and develop that connection with yourself and your higher self. So, you know, it works in every area. You know, a lot of people listening on the call right now, I know, you know, America itself is going through a tough time. The economy is tough. So financially, there's a lot of people out there that might be feeling like, how do I live my full potential in the financial area? You know, that's a big one. That's a popular one. And really the first key is to recognize that there are actions that you can do to improve your financial situation. That, I mean, it's so simple. It's so basic. But if you think about it, they're there. Like the economy and the marketplace is not prejudiced to actions that add value to people's lives that they want to pay you for. It doesn't matter who you are. I mean, you look at across the board, it doesn't matter what your skin color is. It doesn't matter what your background is. People have started from all kinds of situations and have become financially enabled because they took actions that added value to the marketplace. So when you recognize that, when you accept that truth and you say, financially, I'm not where I want to be, and you're not using your time to improve your financial place, then it's just, that's just, you can see it's silly, right? I mean, it's like, if you know a way to improve your score, let's say financially, and the actions are out there, you just have to find them. You have to research. Maybe you have to study somebody who is successful in the area you want to be successful in. When you recognize that it's there, the possibility to improve your financial situation is there, or any situation, but I'm using this one because it's the most tangible. When you recognize the actions are there and you just have to find them, then that becomes your most important purpose to improve that area. Just finding the actions that will allow you to improve once you start to apply them.
That's so important. I know that so many people feel powerless in their lives. That's so important to know that we are very powerful in creating our life, not only with our thoughts, but with these actions that we choose to take. So if there's one thing that you want the audience to remember from this interview, what is it?
It's that every person has a full potential. It doesn't matter if you have no arms and no legs. I mean, I've interviewed folks on my show that, you know, are really physically limited in ways that not everybody is limited, and yet they've made great successes of their lives because we all have a full potential. And rarely, no matter what our physical capacities are, no matter what our mental capacities are, we usually only scratch the surface of what that potential actually is. So my challenge to all of your listeners right now is to consider for a moment what level of their potential they have been tapping up until now, and what it would look like. Just even just get a simple visual of what it would look like to be at a level 10 in each of the seven areas that I mentioned. So just for a moment, imagine what it would be like to be at a level 10 physically. Imagine what it would be like at a level 10 mentally, you know, learning and acquiring knowledge that's going to help you advance your life, spiritually connected and fulfilled, emotionally happy and centered and feeling peace, financially free, able to do what you want to do in your life, able to help who you want to help, socially confident and able to easily communicate with others, and environmentally living at a level 10. Imagine in each one of those areas what it would be like to be at a level 10. And now ask yourself, what's stopping you? What's holding you back? What excuses or stories have you given yourself to not live at a level 10 in those areas? And then listen back on this interview if there's a way to play it back, or go to the Full Potential show and start challenging themselves to acquire new positive programming every day that will help them start living at a level 10.
That's wonderful. Yes, there is a way to listen to the show again. You can go to transformationtalkradio.com, and also all of my subscribers get the download on my newsletter. It's been so great having you on the show, James, and it's thefullpotential.com, james@fullpotential.com. He's wonderful. I listened to and watched one of your shows, and it was really great, and you're right, it was very non-boring. So those shows are free. Make sure you check that out, fullpotential.com. Thank you so much for being on the show today, James. And
Lynette, thank you so much, and thanks for making it through the Skype robotic sound.
Oh, I was just glad once we got a hold of you. At first, when we weren't going to be able to, and I was like, I don't know, I wasn't quite ready to do the show with it. I mean, I can do it, you know, but I just wasn't quite in the space for talking an hour myself. But I was like, going, okay, I'm going to live my full potential. I was getting reared up for it, but I was happy that they got a hold of me.
I'm happy that you did, too. It's been a pleasure being on the show, Lynette.
Yeah, and I'm even happier after I started talking to you, because this has been really great. It was exactly what I needed to hear, and I really appreciate that. And I'm going to just let everybody know what's coming up next week. And again, thank you, thank you, thank you. This was James Rick of FullPotential.com. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in today. And the show, again, is every Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. Of course, most of you already know that by now. It's Opening to Ecstasy. And next week, I am going to be doing the show myself, and I'll be helping you all to come home to your body and come home to yourself. And I'll be leading you in some activities so that you can get into your body fully present, feeling, moving forward, going through those blocks right on the show. So if by any chance you can have some uninterrupted time next Friday when you're listening to the show, that would be really great, because we're going to just knock it out on the air. You're going to make changes right then, right there. Thank you so much for listening, and you can also go to openingtoecstasy.net, and I have a wonderful new free gift for you that I'm really excited about. I'm getting all kinds of emails and phone calls from women saying how it's just transforming their life. It's a 15-minute guided visualization. I put my heart into it and love for you. So openingtoecstasy.net. If you want to lose some weight, it's a meditation to help you lose the extra mental, emotional, physical, spiritual weight that you're carrying around with you. And it, as far as living your full potential, it's one of those things you listen to 15 minutes a day to release all of that and let in the new and move forward powerfully in your life. Thank you, everyone, for listening to the show today. Lots of love to all of you and many blessings.
Listening to Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul. Tune in each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for more of Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. Contact Lynette at OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com or call 541-982-2707. That's 541-982-2707.